So what I really liked in chapter four was the idea of the authentic assessment. So far in my MAT career, I've looked at the high stakes approach to assessment and also the standardized approach, which puts the onus on the test. In the authentic approach, the onus is on the teacher. And this is an idea that I really want to use, a strategy I want to use in my teaching career, is that putting the onus on me as the teacher to get to know my students and to recognize their behaviors and to see what's important to them and to use those to foster their educational development is going to make it, is going to make the entire kind of relationship between student and teacher much easier. And I think I'll get more out of them as students and they'll get more out of themselves as individuals. And this really parallels with my work in the military. I think with my soldiers, I take the same approach. If I get to know my soldiers and I understand their values and I see what's important to them when they work, then I'm able to get more out of them. And both the soldier and I have a better mission and we have a better relationship and we're able to really work together moving forward. The other idea I liked in chapter four is, and that I'm a big advocate for, and that I will definitely use in my teaching career is the idea of reflection, whether that's a written reflection or just an after action review, something that kind of allows the teacher and the student to decompress, to talk about what happened, to see what they would have done differently, and to move forward with a new plan of action.